This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, the opioid crisis just got deeper and deeper. As doctors, if any of you guys are listening out there, you can go to jail and be convicted of murder based on your opioid painkiller prescribing. We are being told that a family has won $20 million in damages against an imprisoned doctor who killed up to 13 people by overprescribing opioid pain medication. William Martin Valick, 76 years old, had pleaded guilty to 8 counts of murder in 2014. Now he is being sued for damages. One of the victims won a $10 million in wrongful death damage suit and the same in punitive damages. William Martin Valick was sentenced to 8 years of prison after pleading guilty to the 8 counts of second-degree murder in August 2014. 5 more deaths were subsequently linked to his grossly irresponsible prescribing. Should doctors be sued? Should doctors be jailed? Should they be convicted of murder? It's going to be our opening topic. Mary DeGiusti sued Dr. Valick for damages over the death of her daughter, Jennifer Zimmerman. Jennifer had died of an overdose at the age of 34. But that was days after he had prescribed her 450 pills. She said the grieving mom and grandmother to now DeGiusti's child said while she expected Valick to only be able to pay a fraction of the payout, she hoped it would frighten over unscrupulous doctors. I just hope that no family has to go through this, that every doctor will think before doing something like this. Zimmerman had been a patient of Valick's for 2 years when he, according to this article, handed her the prescription of 2 opioid-based painkillers, oxycodone and hydrocodone. The 450 was supposed to last 1 month. Now, 10 a day could kill based on the Tylenol component. So 450 pills for a month, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Oklahoma County District Court Judge Patricia Parrish ordered Valick to pay $10 million in wrongful death damages and punitive. The doctor now faces 5 more negligence suits. Investigators have said Valick prescribed more controlled narcotic drugs than any other physician in the state, Oklahoma. Sometimes as many as 600 pills at a time. He had originally faced first-degree murder charges, which carry up to life in prison. Apparently, James Lambert, whose daughter Victoria Lambert died from a drug overdose, said her death could send a message to physicians to prescribe such narcotics responsibly. Make sure they know what they're doing when they dispense a medication. Okay, so let's stop here for a second. All right, prescribing anybody 450 pills for 1 month is ridiculous. That person has a problem. I am dying to see what documentation was in the chart. If this person was seeing pain management, addiction specialist, etc. I have no idea what city he practiced in and what sort of, and I know everybody's thinking I'm taking this side, but I'm trying to be devil's advocate here. Okay? Because, you know, if your doctor thinks they're going to be in trouble for murder, you guys aren't going to find pain medicine ever again. You won't get anything prescribed to you. So we need to figure this out here. Okay? Prescribing somebody 450 pills is ridiculous. I'm surprised a pharmacist filled that. I'm surprised an insurance company paid for that. All right. How somebody could be on, so what, 45, that's what, 15, 12, 15 pills a day? Okay, that wrecks their liver. No wonder the girl overdosed. Now, where is the responsibility of the patient? If somebody overdoses, right, is it always going to be the doctor's fault? Some of you may say, well, yeah, the doctor gave her the medicine. The doctor had to tell her of the risks. Well, I am sure that in that chart there was some documentation of you need to be careful. This medication could unfortunately cause X, Y, and Z. It's just 450 is ridiculous. I mean, I see why this was much more of a cut and dry case. But what is freaking doctors out across the United States is, let's say a doctor wrote a prescription for 30 pills. If their patient overdosed and died, will they be liable? And not only liable, but criminally charged. Now, there was a patient years ago that came into town and saw a PA, and the PA wrote a small prescription for a pain medication. The patient had just had a fracture, was all a sprain, was splinted up, and so the PA wrote a small prescription for the patient. And the patient ends up mixing it with something, all right, something illegal, overdosing and dying. And a family member started to snoop around to see if maybe they could sue the PA. Now, the PA never got sued because it turned out that everything was documented. It was a small prescription. It was prescribed like it was supposed to. Recommendations were made, or referrals to orthopedics, etc. But there could have been a lawyer that decided to go after that PA, saying, well, even though she said don't mix with alcohol, she didn't technically list every single illegal drug out there. You see, there, you know, you could always make a case. That's the art of law. And so when the average medical provider sees cases like this, going, well, wait a second, I can't control what people do on a Saturday night at 3 in the morning. I can't control if anybody's going to be stupid and mix it with alcohol. I could tell them not to. But if I'm going to be in trouble for somebody overdosing, then, you know what, maybe I just won't write the medication. I'm not going to write any medications that anybody could overdose on. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but some old-school antidepressants, like the tricyclic antidepressants, if you notice, a lot of doctors don't write those anymore because of risk of overdose. Since it's a lot harder to overdose on a Prozac or a Zoloft, you see more people getting written those. That may not handle the depression as well. But doctors don't want to be in trouble for somebody overdosing. Nobody try, and they'll say, well, look, I'm not going to sue you. It doesn't matter. If you die, it's your family member that'll sue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook for Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. This is interesting. Did you guys hear about this? So you know it's prom season. And I guess a Utah teen is wearing a beautiful, I believe, Chinese dress called a Ching Song. I've seen a lot of these in dress stores. And it's red with, I believe, some gold flowers. It's really, really pretty. But apparently she is being accused of being racist because she wore the dress to prom. And she's not apologizing for it because she says she's wore the dress and was respectful of the culture the whole time. So Kezia Dom wore a beautiful Chinese, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Cheongsam dress to her high school prom, and I'll tell you what those are. And I guess some people called her a closet racist and accused her of cultural appropriation. Now, Dom is 18 years old. She posted an album of four prom pictures on Twitter on April 22nd with a simple caption, prom. One of the pictures shows her with a bunch of other women, right, and girls, I guess, crouching down in the traditional Chinese dress, posing with a group of her friends with their hands folded together. That gesture may be considered inappropriate. But the wearing of the dress has been the major controversy. And so her post has been retweeted nearly 4,400 times and is getting a lot of angry comments. And so the question is are your kids at risk of being considered racist if they buy a dress in these stores that are selling prom dresses that are of a cultural nature? Now, we've seen these dresses, and I guess there's a little history being reported here by the Culture Trip on the Cheongsam. It is known as the Kapayo or Kapayo, and I hope I pronounced that right. It's a close-fitting dress. It originated in 1920s Shanghai. It became a fashion phenomenon, they say, that was adopted by movie stars and, well, schoolgirls. And they say the history of this iconic garment reflects the rise of the modern Chinese woman in the 20th century. And they say the story of this dress starts with the overthrow of the Qing dynasty and found that the Republic of China, or the founding of the Republic of China back in 1912. And then, I guess, Chinese intellectuals began to revolt against traditional values, calling instead for a democratic and egalitarian society based on Western standards, including the emancipation and education of women. So foot binding was finally outlawed. You guys remember there was that painful practice of binding young girls' feet to prevent their growth. And so as women were allowed into the education system, started in the 1920s, becoming teachers and university students, they shed the traditional ornate robes, right, of the olden days, and then adopted this early form of the cheongsam, which emerged as a garment, also a androgynous men's garment as well, called the cheongpao. And I guess it's very conservative. The neckline goes all the way up to the neck. It's a very, very long dress. It might have been a looser cut, maybe longer sleeves to show less curves. But it became a regular outfit of urban women in Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Taiwan. And then I guess throughout the 1930s and 1940s, it started to change. Some of them started to be a little bit more body-hugging, more fitting, allowing Chinese women to look more feminine, look more sexual, etc. And so it's a very, very common dress we see in many countries. And when Americans wear it to galas, and it's a beautiful. I think it's one of the most beautiful, classy, artistic sorts of dresses and garments. It's long, so you know it's not slutty at all. It's a beautiful dress. If I had a daughter, I would love for her to wear a dress like this. It's so, I don't know, it just has so much history and class and taste, and it's exquisite. But because she wore that, and then she, you know, had made a pose where I guess the guys were like in the pose word, and the women were in a pose of their hands together. She's been accused of cultural insensitivity. And so I bring this story up, one, because it made headlines, but two, this is another example of the youth doesn't know what they're supposed to do. Okay? Mind you, there's a lot of things that are overtly racist. And, kids can't cry ignorance on that. We know words you have to stay away from, jokes you have to stay away from, absolutely. But wearing a beautiful prom dress, if that's going to put you at risk of being racist, we're going to start to see people avoid other people's ethnicities and start to go back to tribalism, where they play it safe by sticking to their own culture. And now, some people may like that. Some people may say, you know what, this, you know, a dress such as that, you know, it belongs on somebody, you know, that has to do with that heritage. You know, it shouldn't be diluted where people wear it as a fashion statement, whatever. Okay, so some people may feel that way. But my concern is we are trying to break down walls. We are trying to blur these demarcated separations between ethnic groups, okay? I mean, we're a melting pot. We're supposed to get along. We're supposed to share our cultures, make new cultures, and I mean, you know, and everybody learn from each other. And we're finding that more and more there's accusations when the intent wasn't there of doing something wrong, even anti-white. And so how do you repair that? You know, somebody got in trouble a while back, I forgot, because there was somebody who was, I believe, were they Greek? I think they were Greek. And they asked that person, where is the best Greek food around here? Now, you see, that is a question that I used to ask. I mean, I had a friend who was Italian. I had a friend who was Puerto Rican. I was like, okay, you know, where is the best, you know, food for this? And that, I get that asked all the time. Where's the best Israeli food? And, you know, you would think you would know. Okay, well, you would be able to tell us. And it's funny because back then when you would ask that, it was complimentary. One is it meant somebody knew my heritage and my culture, and even though my family who escaped to Israel were German and Austrian, but if somebody asked me, you know, where's a good German restaurant or where's, you know, whatever, that's like, okay, so you know my roots. You're asking me for my advice because this is something that it was complimentary, you know? And, you know, it's better than saying, gosh, I do not want any Israeli food or I don't want any Greek food. I don't want any, you know, say, look, where's a good restaurant? I want to go. But nowadays that's considered culturally insensitive because you are identifying somebody's race and associating them with a culture or with a race. Well, that's, you know, what are the young people supposed to do? The young people are being told on one side, right, to embrace the race. Yeah, I mean, learn from each other. Let's share cultures. Let's, you know, share holidays and food and, you know, ways we approach religion and, you know, weddings. Let's do that. But it's very interesting. I've seen people when they, go to a Asian Indian wedding, they will dress appropriately, in appropriate clothes for those weddings, as opposed to Western-style clothing. Is that considered culturally insensitive? You're going to an Indian wedding. You're being asked to do that. Do some people find that insensitive? So one thing that I think we've all learned is you can't please everybody, and you're going to do something wrong. You are going to make a misstep. But if we want the newest generation to be the most open, if we want them to be the most culturally sensitive, if we want them to be the most embracing, we can't be vilifying 18-year-old children online when they try to embrace other cultures. Somebody has got to, I guess, I don't know if it has to be somebody, not like Trump, whatever, but I mean, society has to finally say, look, these are things that are acceptable. It blows my mind that you watch television shows that they couldn't even air in this day and age because of what we consider now as to be inappropriate. And back then, like, for example, Archie Bunker, they were starting to break down the walls of race. Unfortunately, the way Archie Bunker had said it back then was acceptable. Now, no. Can't say that stuff. So we need to teach the kids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Lynn was given by her medical provider fentanyl when the Percocet wasn't managing her pain. And she, in a very, very long written message on Facebook, asked me why on earth would her doctor jump her to fentanyl and put her at risk of opioid addiction and later overdose when he could have just written more Percocet or changed the Percocet to something else. And I don't want to read the whole thing. By the time I read it, the segment will be over. But that's a very good question. Why would any doctor give you fentanyl with what we know now with the synthetic opioids? Why would they do that? Well, there actually is a logic behind it. Now, let me just go back for a second. You guys are going to be hearing the term synthetic opioids, okay? And CNN had reported that synthetic opioids, such as fentanyl, have now overtaken prescription opioids as the number one killer. So I think a lot of you guys are wondering, how the hell are people getting more fentanyl than regular Percocet and Lortab, and we'll talk about that. So a 40% of opioid-related deaths, actually 46% of the opioid-related deaths involved fentanyl. Okay, what is, so fentanyl is the most well-known of the synthetic opioids. Synthetic opioids are this category of what we call NPS, novel psychoactive substances. I don't call it that. I just call it a synthetic opioid. That are either opiates directly or have opiate-like effects, like opiate agonists. And they're not naturally occurring. They're synthetic, so they have to be pharmaceutical grade. They have to be made within a lab. But they have effects very close to what the opium poppy plant do. And they've been cultivated and used for humans for medicinal and recreational purposes now for thousands of years. And the synthetic opioids can be now stronger than heroin and morphine. And fentanyl, being, you know, pretty well known, was discovered in the 1960s. It was used only for surgery, but then a skin patch and lollipop and stuff were created in the 90s to be used for treatment of chronic pain. And then there were other analogs that were developed and brought to the market, etc. And there's like acetyl, there's butyl, furyl, fentanyl, other opiate-type stuff, etc. So when I was a medical student and a resident in the 90s, I saw patients moved up to fentanyl when they were starting to take more than 4 to 6 pills a day of their Lortab or their Percocet. Now, when I was in training, we were really scared of the Tylenol component, okay? We were more scared of the Tylenol component than the narcotic. So Lortab used to have 0.5 gram of Tylenol. And so if every pill had 500 grams of Tylenol, and you had 8 pills, you had 4 grams. That's coming close to lethal levels, or maximum levels. And then if people popped more than that, that would be worse. Now, in the next decade, the FDA changed the amount of Tylenol amounts from 500 to 325. But still, Vicodin, Lortab, Percocet, these have Tylenol in them, acetaminophen. And that much Tylenol could affect the liver. So if a doctor sees you and you say, look, I am hitting that Percocet 6 times a day. And Percocet always had about 325 milligrams of Tylenol. All right? And so if you're already taking in 2 grams of Tylenol a day, and maybe you're trying to help things out and help yourself sleep with some alcohol, etc., that doctor may say, you know what? No. You can't be taking all these pills. What is it doing to your stomach? What's it doing to your liver? And then they may turn around and change you to a fentanyl patch. And these transdermal patches come 12.5 micrograms per hour, 25 micrograms per hour. And they're actually brilliant in terms of the delivery system of you getting small doses of pain medication on a regular basis. We were taught that when it comes to pain management, you don't wait till somebody's in pain and then give them a pill. And then that pill wears off and then they pop another pill. With people with chronic pain, what we have to do is sometimes have a, we call them peak and trough. So we need a trough, we need a baseline level to help them throughout the day. And then if they have some breakthrough pain, maybe they could take a Percocet or something like that. And so these fentanyl dosings, these, especially the patches, you could put a patch on every 72 hours. And if that did the trick, you're not popping pills anymore. So a lot of doctors managing chronic pain switched people over. Now, you might have seen an acceleration of this the last couple years, which is what another Facebook person, follower had written. They go, wait a second, why are fentanyl prescriptions going up when we're supposed to be fighting the opioid crisis? Because, like we talked about early on in the segment and last week, doctors and pharmacies are getting dinged for the number of pills they write. the number of pills. Doctors are getting in trouble. They're losing their license. They're going to jail, now being criminally charged. So if somebody decides to count what you gave during a busy family practice office, seeing 30 patients a day, maybe half of them needing pain medication, you could easily tally up millions of pills, right, as the years go on. But if you take somebody off their 60-pill-a-month prescription or 120-pill-a-month prescription, because the Lortab prescription, the Vicodin prescription, is written like once every 4 to 6 hours. So somebody will probably take about 4 to 6 a day during acute pain. But somebody with chronic pain, you don't want them doing that. So if they are getting those medications, somebody managing the chronic pain may say, you know what, let's put you on the patch. Now, I'll only have a patch Q 72 hours, 10 patches written. And nobody's going to accuse me of having written you 120 pills. All I wrote you was 10 patches. And so you saw a push of medical providers go, look, if we got to cut the number of pills, we'll cut them. Let's switch into something else so you take less pills. And because the fentanyl is a patch that lasts 72 hours, of course it's stronger. You will become tolerant to the pain medication, but you're already taking all these pills. Now, what should these medical providers have done? Well, they should have referred them to patients to rehab and pain specialists that could get them off their medication. But there's not enough of those out there. And you can't just take a person off pain medication if they have debilitating neuropathy or spinal stenosis or, you know, phantom limb syndrome or post-herpetic neuralgia, trigeminal neuralgia, occipital neuralgia. People have very debilitating nerve diseases. You can't just say, I'm going to take you off the medication. So, yes, fentanyl patches might have gone up in terms of writing these because doctors were so afraid to have people on so many pills and having those pills associated with their licenses. And maybe the fentanyl does deliver the medicine better, but it's strong stuff. So I hope that answers your question. You know, I personally, what would I have done? I've never written a fentanyl prescription. I don't think I ever did, because usually when somebody needed that, I transferred them to pain management. But if I had a person tell me they were taking 8 pills a day, I could see myself say, look, you know, maybe it's better to, you know, not take so many oral medications, but be on something that does very little aliquots of medication that they give you throughout the, day. You know, in fact, we're talking about female hormones, and I'm being told that the estrogen patches are safer than the pills. Why? Because you're getting the medicine a little more, systemically, whatever. You know, there's an S word for that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on the Dr. Dolly Show on Twitter. I don't know. You guys have, I don't even know if you guys do Twitter anymore. I don't do Twitter that much anymore. I mean, everything I kind of post. Okay, so we got some news about hepatitis here. There is a hospital warning thousands of patients because a nurse might have exposed them to hepatitis. Pulling up the article now, I'm having some issues here with my computer, I apologize. But a hospital in Washington State is warning 2,600 patients that they may have been exposed to hepatitis C after being treated by a nurse who had the virus. The nurse worked at MultiCare Good Samaritan Hospital at Puyallup, Washington, according to the News Tribune. Two patients who were not at risk for the virus later tested positive for it after being treated by the nurse. The hospital is now offering free tests for hepatitis C and other contagious diseases to patients who received injections in the emergency room between the year August 4th, 2017 and March 23rd, 2018.
and thus may have had contact with the nurse who had hepatitis C. Can you imagine that? You're in an ER getting an injection, and oh no. So what is hepatitis C? Well, hepatitis C is one of the three viruses that is well known, even though there's other forms of hepatitis that can affect the liver, but there's hepatitis A, B, and C, which are virally induced, and they inflame the liver. All right. Now, hepatitis could be also caused by drugs, could be caused by Tylenol use, acetaminophen use, could be caused by alcohol use, but hepatitis C is very contagious, and is usually spread primarily through the contact of the blood of an infected individual. You could also get it from sex, sharing needles, tattoos. It is very, very rare, to get it from, like, toothbrushes, sharing a razor, but you can. In fact, hepatitis C could live very, very long outside the body, that you also have to be careful when you get a pedicure and your nails done, because anybody digging into the skin could, unfortunately, cause a inoculation. So, hepatitis C infection, according to Life Science, can be acute, lasting several weeks, or it could go into chronic hepatitis C. And 75 to 85% of the people with the infection develop chronic hep C. Now, hep C is bad. That could put you at risk for liver cancer. So, what are symptoms of hepatitis? Nausea, fatigue, jaundice, where the yellow of the whites of your eyes or skin start to glow. You start to glow this yellow. But some people, they have no idea that they carry it. According to the CDC, 15 to 25% of people with hepatitis C recover with no treatment during the acute phase of the infection. Now, there are antiviral drugs. They're pretty expensive. And we do not have a vaccine thus far. The guy that discovered hepatitis C is working on the vaccine, as well as some other companies, but we still don't have that yet. And, you know, you as a patient, when you hear this, you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. How do I prevent somebody who's working with me infecting me? Well, people should be wearing gloves. All staff should be wearing gloves. Unfortunately, there were a period of years where phlebotomists, people drawing your blood, wouldn't. They said, I couldn't feel the pain. So they would draw your blood without gloves. Like, I can't feel the vein. And they would touch it with their finger. And I hated that. They'd clean you with the alcohol. Then when the alcohol dries, you're supposed to be sterile in that area. Then they touch it with your finger. With their finger. Well, they're just now they're recontaminating the surface. Now, lately, over the past few years, I've seen phlebotomists all wear gloves. I wore gloves. I'm like, I could feel the vein. If you can't feel the vein through the glove, you know, then it's probably not a good vein. The problem is what do you do with people that don't have good veins? I mean, then, you know, you gotta, it doesn't mean you contaminate them. So, there should be no reason any medical worker is working with you without using proper protection. And if you do see somebody not wearing gloves, you tell them no. Now, some people say, well, we should know all medical providers' medical history. That's fine if even the medical provider knows their medical history. And then what about right to privacy? You know, there's people with medical issues that, you know, should have a right to privacy. What if somebody has gonorrhea? Do they have a right to have that private? But what if somebody has HIV? Oh, no. If they have HIV, we need to know because they could give us HIV. Well, what if the doctor is a pathologist and he's looking at your slides in a lab? Does he have to? No, only certain doctors have to reveal it. Well, you see, where does it, you know, it's not an easy subject, and I get that. You don't want somebody that can infect you. And you would think there would be some basic laws saying you cannot, you know, infect your patients. But if the person doesn't know, right, or if what they have is latent, you know, do they need to have a scarlet letter on their shirt? I mean, you know, aren't they allowed to work? You know, if somebody has a medical illness that to the average person scares them when they aren't infectious, they're going to have a hell of a time finding a job. So we have to have privacy, medical privacy. Just how we prevent people from getting infected is everybody wears gloves. All right? Or masks or whatever, depending on what they're doing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A report has come out from CNET.com that more than 120 Uber and Lyft drivers have sexually assaulted riders. 103 Uber and 18 Lyft drivers allegedly raped, forcibly touched, or kidnapped passengers. Now, considering the amount of Uber rides that happen and Lyft rides, etc., this is a very small drop in the bucket, but it's still, it's 120 too many. So they say more than 120 Uber and Lyft drivers have reportedly sexually assaulted their passengers. After analyzing police reports, federal court records, and county court databases across the U.S., the cable news channel found that over the last 4 years, at least 130 Uber drivers and 18 Lyft drivers allegedly raped, forcibly touched, or kidnapped passengers, among other crimes. This is from CNET.com. Now, they give millions of rides a day. And now ride-hailing is, the biggest thing. Uber and Lyft have declined to release any data on such allegations. They say a handful of states, including California, Colorado, Massachusetts, Texas, have previously launched investigations into Uber and Lyft, alleging they routinely fail to screen drivers adequately and have hired drivers with criminal histories. Uber has acknowledged the problem, says it's working hard to make its platform safer. The company launched several new safety features earlier this month, like an in-app emergency 911 button, tougher driver screenings that require annual background checks. It also stopped giving drivers a log of passengers' pickup and drop-off addresses. Oh, yeah, that could be scary. They say Uber has built a global team of former law enforcement officials to handle requests from police on active investigations. The company named former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson as chairman of its safety advisory board. They say these stories are horrific and our hearts go out to the victims. That's crazy. Apparently, Uber did 2.4 billion trips in the U.S. during that period where they found these. But there's always some rogue people, but I can't believe 120 incidences of it. Apparently, there's a third-party screening company called Checker that conducts the background checks. Checker does a 7-year criminal history check, national, state, loaded databases. It also checks national sex offender public website and other databases. But some security experts say these checks aren't as thorough as state and FBI fingerprint background checks. And those companies have long refused to do those. So now 3 lawsuits have been filed against Uber over allegations of sexual assault. Uber did settle a 2015 lawsuit filed by 2, quote, Jane Does. Then another one was brought in 2015 by someone who was raped by an Uber driver in India. Wow. Most of the assaults happened in Pennsylvania, Florida, California, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, and Iowa. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.